Hi, I'm Diane McAfee for Doyle's Room Radio, presenting the most profitable poker secrets ever made public. At doylesroom.com, you can compete person to person with Doyle Brunson, the greatest poker player alive, against the world's foremost poker authority, Mike Caro, and even against TV's hottest poker superstar, Todd Brunson. Today, not only will you be hearing an exclusive hot tip person-to-person from Doyle Brunson, but now Doyle's Room has partnered with the player pros turn to for advice. So, relax and be amazed. Exclusively from doylesroom.com, we start off the show with the mad genius of poker himself, Mike Caro.
By special arrangement with doylesroom.com, this is the mad genius of poker, Mike Caro, beaming directly to Earth from my galaxy where all truth is known. Few players realize how much money is squandered trying to get poker bullies to go away. So much money, all squandered, and still the bullies get their way. If there were only some secret way to stop this epidemic of losses to poker bullies, we'd all be dancing in the streets, singing our praises to the poker gods. Well, get ready to dance in the street and sing your praises to the poker gods, because there is a secret way to stop this epidemic. I'm going to share it with you today, and you'll never again be bounced around by a poker bully. Let's define poker bully first. That's a guy who just keeps betting and raising, ramming and jamming, until it makes your head hurt. They're all like that. All the poker bullies. If they were just doing it on all hands, that would be fine. Their self-destruction would be unavoidable. But they don't. Most poker bullies have a good grasp of poker strategy, and they are more selective about the hands they attack with than you'd think. Still, they seem to be going the extra bet or raise more often than you'd expect. And they make you uncomfortable because they interfere with your opportunity to play sensibly and profitably against other players. Poker bullies, especially knowledgeable ones, can control your table and leave you losing profit while you either meekly call or struggle to stay out of their way. You know what I'm talking about, right? Have you ever been in control of a table, making lots of money from opponents who seem to fall in line and do what you expect them to do, when suddenly a player sits down who disturbs your game and blocks your path to profit? It happens to all of us. One of the things many sophisticated players never seem to handle correctly is how to defeat players who bet and raise way too often, but also seem to know what they're doing. Do you try to outmaneuver them by betting more often and by raising more often yourself? Maybe they'll lose courage and behave if you do that, you think. And sometimes you're right. But more often than not, if you try to accelerate the war by playing their type of game at an even higher level of aggressiveness, you'll lose money both to that opponent and to the table as a whole. You simply can't take advantage in poker of an opponent's mistake by making the same mistake more often. If the opponent is making the mistake of betting, raising, and bluffing too often, and interfering with your comfortable strategy in the process, you should seldom adjust by playing that same way. Sure, sometimes a few shots across the bow will get this bully to back down, but often it won't. You certainly can't go to war with this bully if he's sitting to your left, because then he acts after you do. His positional advantage gives him the leverage he needs to take advantage of any attempts you make to be equally or more aggressive. It's a fact that if two very aggressive players sit next to each other, the one on the left will dominate as long as he makes rational adjustments to his play in conjunction with the aggressive tactics of the player on the right. That That's why, if you're a highly skilled player who wins money by playing selectively but aggressively, you want to avoid having another knowledgeable and aggressive opponent on your left. But let's leave that discussion for another day. Right now, we're trying to figure out what to do about this bully who just entered your game. And just to leave the positional argument out of it, let's pretend he sat right across the table from you. Here's your situation. You were previously comfortable and in control of your opponents. You were selective about the hands you entered pots with, but you were able to make extra bets and raises with borderline best hands, getting maximum value. Most of your opponents did not get maximum value from their hands because they were intimidated by you and often sacrificed the opportunity to push for every dollar of advantage. They tended to check and just call, putting you in control. In other words, before the bully sat down, you had everything going for you. You were playing a correct, aggressive strategy. You had the right image so that opponents deferred to you and didn't take advantage of their edges at every opportunity. What could be better? But now the bully is messing up your game and messing with your mind by getting in the middle of your pots and raising and betting in ways that are hard for you to understand. Suddenly, he's got control of the table, not you. What to do? This happens very often, and fortunately, there's a very simple secret solution.
Mike Carroll will be right back. Now let's spend an exclusive moment with the man behind Doyle's Room Radio, the best poker player alive and winner of 10 gold bracelets at the World Series of Poker. From doylesroom.com, here's powerful poker advice directly from Doyle Brunson.
You shouldn't be afraid to make a raise in No Limit Poker. Many beginning poker players are scared to death to try it. It's not as stressful if you just call, but the cost of avoiding that stress can cost you your entire bankroll. You can avoid agony by always just calling and go broke piece by piece. But look, broke's broke, sudden or gradual. In No Limit, you choose to put yourself in jeopardy when the odds are in your favor. You risk getting knocked down, but you do it gladly, because eventually when you add it all together, the times you got knocked down and the times you stood proudly, there's a big overall profit. Yeah, it's natural to fear making a raise, but that's nothing compared to the fear that an opponent feels when they're facing a raise. You have to press your advantage in No Limit Poker. Your chips are your bullets. They're what you use to survive and to conquer at No Limit Poker. If you're afraid to use them, don't play No Limit. I'll see you at the tables at doylesroom.com. Now back to Mike Carroll.
The way to defeat poker bullies is to just call. There, I've said it, and I'm glad. Because they're betting too much, you should simply call more often. And there's one other thing. You should cancel almost all your value bets and check instead. You see, when you're against a poker bully, those barely bettable hands that earn money against more timid opponents need to be checked. Against the timid opponents, you could make a profit by betting because often they wouldn't get maximum advantage by raising on the times they had you beat. Because they sometimes didn't raise when they should have, this meant your risk was less and your bet was profitable. But against poker bullies, these same marginal bets backfire. You'll get raised when the bully has you beat. And because you're unsure that he might be bluffing, many times you'll end up paying off an extra bet when you lose. This means that many bets that normally make money lose money against a bully. So there you have it. You should no longer feel bewildered by a poker bully. Simply call more often, check more often, and bet less often. That's all there is to it. Once more, against a poker bully, call more often, check more often, and bet less often. If you do that, the bully is doomed, and you win the battle. This is the mad genius of poker, Mike Caro, and that's my secret today.
You've been listening to Mike Caro and Doyle Brunson on Doyle's Room Radio. This is Diane McAfee, and I'll see you at the tables at doylesroom.com.